physician now is near. The sympathizing Jesus, he speaks the drooping heart to cheer. Oh, hear the voice of Jesus, sweet as note in seraph song, sweet as name on mortal tongue, sweet as carol.
Good morning, and welcome back to today's episode of Open Heavens on the Go. Open Heavens is written by our Father in the Lord, Pastor E.A. Adeboye. Open Heavens is a guide to a close fellowship with God. Today's topic is When There Is Light, Part 2. When There Is Light, Part 2. And our memorize shall be taken from the book of John, chapter 8, verse 12. Then spake Jesus unto them, saying, I am the light of the world. He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life. We thank God for that powerful memorize. Our reading shall be taken from the book of Mark, chapter 5, verse 2 to 20. I read. And when he was come out of the ship immediately, there met him out of the tombs a man with an unclean spirit, who had his dwelling among the tombs, and no man could bind him. No, not with chains, because he had been often bound with fetters and chains, and the chains had been plucked asunder by him, and the fetters broken in pieces, neither could any man tame him. And always, night and day, he was in the mountains and in the tombs, crying and cutting himself with stones. But when he saw Jesus afar off, he ran and worshipped him, and cried with a loud voice, and said, What have I to do with thee, Jesus, thou Son of the Most High God? I adjure thee by God, that thou torment me not. Verse 8. For he said unto him, Come out of the man, thou unclean spirit. And he asked him, What is thy name? And he answered, saying, My name is Legion, for we are many. And he besought him much that he would not send them away out of the country. Now there was there nigh unto the mountains a great herd of swine feeding, and all the devils besought him, saying, Send us into the swine, that we may enter into them. And forthwith Jesus gave them leave, and the unclean spirits went out and entered into the swine, and the herd ran violently down a steep place into the sea. They were about 2,000 and were choked in the sea. And they that fed the swine fled and told it in the city and in the country, and they went out to see what it was that was done. And they came to Jesus and see him that was possessed with the devil and had the legion sitting and clothed and in his right mind. And they were afraid. And they that saw it told them how it befell to him that was possessed with the devil, and also concerning the swine. And they began to pray to depart out of their coast. And when he was come into the ship, he that had been possessed with the devil prayed him that he might be with him. Howbeit, Jesus suffered him not, but said unto him, Go home to thy friends and tell them how great things the Lord had done for thee, and had compassion on thee. And he departed and began to publish in Decapolis how great things Jesus had done for him, and all men did marvel. We thank God for the reading of His word. May the Lord bless the reading of His word in Jesus' name. Amen. Light is powerful. Today's devotion. Light is powerful. It impacts everything it touches. For example, when the sun shines on the earth, everything under its ray experiences its heat. Likewise, when the light of God shines over you, it will touch every aspect of your life and your story will change for good. The man Jesus healed in John chapter 9 verse 1 to 27 must have been a subject of mockery before his healing. But when he encountered the light, he became a celebrity, as many people wanted to hear his story. If you have not encountered Jesus and given your life to him, I implore you to do so today so that he can also change your story for the better. Sometimes, however, people who have surrendered their lives to Jesus may still face certain negative circumstances, and this may make them a subject of mockery. This is because many people tend to think that something must be wrong with a believer who is facing challenges. Mockers may ask such believers, "You have been serving God all this while, but why is your life like this?" Some believers might even find themselves in situations where people describe them by the problems they're going through. For example, even though Jesus opened the eyes of Bartimaeus over 2,000 years ago, Mark chapter 10, verse 46 to 52, many people still call him blind Bartimaeus because they associate him with his problem. In the name above every name, whatever might be causing people to ask, "Where is your God?" will cease to exist in your life and your story will change for the better in the name of Jesus. Amen. In today's Bible reading, just one word from the light transformed the life of the man from Gadara. His story changed from that of a person who was possessed by a legion of demons into that of a man whom Jesus would send to tell people about his miraculous encounter with the light. When the light comes, people's stories change for the better. The blind begin to see, the sick begin to get healed, and the lame begin to walk. The barren become fruitful, and the poor begin to experience abundance. Beloved, I am a living testimony that the light of the world never leaves people the way he meets them. He transforms their lives for the better and gives them everlasting testimonies. I pray that you will have an encounter with Jesus and the light of the world, and he will give you a new story to tell in Jesus' name. Amen. A prayer point today, kindly repeat after me. Say, "Lord, please visit me with your light and change my story for the better in Jesus' name. Lord, please visit me with your light and change my story for the better in Jesus' name we pray. Amen." Thank you so much for listening to today's Hope in Heaven on the Go. The segment of our show is brought to you by Praise Palace, the Redeemed Christian Church of God, Northampton, United Kingdom. God bless you and have a wonderful day.
Your many sins are